Welcome to the Sober Cube podcast.
Hi, my name is Lisa and I'm an alcoholic. The question is, how do we make amends to our loved ones? This is a step 9 question. So I think it's really important that we have first completed steps 1 through 8 as thoroughly as I'm able to and with the guidance of a sponsor before I go anywhere near step 9. I remember in early recovery, I really wanted to jump ahead and start fixing some of the damage that I'd caused in my drinking, especially with my loved ones. And it was explained to me by my sponsor and by other older sober members that, you know, the steps are in an order for a reason, and it's really important to respect that order and to trust that order and to do each step as thoroughly as we're able to before we move to the next step. And I can see now that how important that is. I would not have been equipped to do any of my amends justice if I'd tried to do them before I'd done steps 1 through 8. With my loved ones, specifically, I think I identify as having my mum, my husband and our 2 kids as my closest loved ones. My husband and my son were pretty straightforward, went pretty smoothly. My daughter didn't want to have anything to do with the process, and I had to accept that, step back and just offer, you know, if she ever felt differently and did want to hear what I had to say, to please let me know, and I would be ready and willing to make that amend. And I think within like a week of us having that conversation, she raised it again, and we ended up having the whole amend conversation. Yeah, unexpectedly, but it went well, and yeah, she just needed time to process the idea of it, I think. My mother, I was not immediately willing to make an amend with. She was a real lesson in praying for the willingness to be willing and ready. And I did eventually, after quite a bit of prayer and some time, I did have the willingness to make that amend with her. And it went pretty well as well. None of them really turned out or happened as I expected they would. Each one emphasised to me that I'm not to know how an amend is going to sort of what it's going to result in. That's not why I'm there. That's up to God and the other person. I'm just there to clean up my side of the street and to offer my amends and ask if there's anything else I can do to make things right. And also, once I've said my piece, I need to ask if that person I'm making the amend to has anything they'd like to add. And then I need to sit there and be quiet and listen. And I need to let them say anything and everything they need to say. I mustn't judge or criticise. I'm just listening. I made sure I had also asked at the end of that if there's anything else that they wanted me to do, and I needed to be prepared to do it. And that was pretty much the process.
If you would like to share your experience on a recovery question, visit the Sober Cube podcast website at soberq.com. Thanks for listening.